Lives saved and lessons learned in Chile.
I'm more convinced than ever that the most important wealth of our country is not copper, it's our miners.
Chileans, including their president, are recalculating their values in the afterglow of a globally witnessed event that may have messages for their nation and a world so hungry for natural resources, it may have missed its most precious resource of all.
Chileans deliver 33 miners and a plea for humanity. On the Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Looking back at the joy in Chile and looking forward at what it all means, who says the media only covers bad news? It's Thursday, October 14th.
The media was definitely covering good news, for sure. 33 Chilean miners, free men today, after spending more than 2 months trapped underground. The last miner emerged from the San Jose mine a little before 10 p.m. last night, ending a 22-and-a-half-hour rescue that was televised live all around the world. Chilean President Sebastián Piñera, who was present for all 33 of the rescues, said it was a great moment for his country.
I think that Chile today is more united and it's stronger than it was. Chile today is more respected, the country that is able to fight against adversity in a united way, with strength, with faith, with hope, and I'm very proud.
The men have all been taken to a hospital to recover. The national health minister says many are suffering from eye problems and dental infections as a result of their long confinement. 44 people have been charged in a massive Medicare fraud scheme. Using stolen identities of doctors and patients across the country, an Armenian-American crime ring defrauded Medicare of more than $35 million. The crime ring set up phony clinics coast to coast and filed for reimbursements for fake procedures, billing Medicare $100 million in all. Prosecutors say the case, which has resulted in charges in California, Ohio, New Mexico, Georgia, and New York, is among the largest of its kind. And the Obama administration says insurance companies can charge higher premiums for children with serious medical problems if state law allows. It's a new interpretation of the Health Care Act intended to keep insurance companies from withdrawing child-only policies entirely. It's a move that some major insurers made earlier this year.
Attorneys general in all 50 states now have announced a joint investigation into major lenders. The probe will look at whether big mortgage companies approved falsified or misleading foreclosure paperwork or made fraudulent statements while evicting and foreclosing on homeowners. The number of homes taken over by banks topped 100,000 for the first time in September. Rick Sharga, senior vice president of real estate data company RealtyTrack, says discrepancies in the foreclosure processes probably would not have changed that figure.
The likelihood is that virtually all of the loans that were handled improperly would ultimately have wound up in foreclosure or being foreclosed on anyway.
Between July and September, more than 930,000 homes received foreclosure filings.
Four NATO service members were killed in blasts in Afghanistan this morning, bringing the death count for the month of October to 37. It's been the deadliest year so far for coalition forces. Meanwhile, U.S. officials say they've assisted Taliban leaders travel to attend peace talks in Kabul. The U.S. and NATO allies have also asked President Hamid Karzai to sign a letter allowing private security groups to protect foreign aid workers. In September, Karzai said he wanted to disband private security firms that are operating in Afghanistan.
And so-called car czar for the Obama administration, Steve Rattner, is agreeing to pay more than $5 million to the Securities and Exchange Commission for a massive state pension pay-to-play scandal. The SEC deal is separate from any agreement Rattner may make with the New York Attorney General's office, which is also looking into the matter. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices mixed. Futures are up for Wall Street, which is at a high, at least since early May. The Dow gets underway at 11,096. The S&P opens at 1,178, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,441. Coming up, our conversation continues on how to intervene with troubled teens who are considering desperate acts.
But first, an update from the rescue of all 33 of the Chilean miners and the impact it's had on Chile. That's in a moment.